In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts 1, 24. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship. We have to clear something up right away. Since February, the chapel schedule has had this reading from Acts 1, choosing Matthias to replace Judas. I do not want to cast any negative aspersions on any previous president, because normally, in this quarter, we're reading the first reading on Thursday from the last Sunday. So this is just one more situation where God provides. And this is what Acts 1 is about. God provides the man to fill the vacancy. And as he did yesterday, in an election to choose Dr. Dale Meyer as our president-elect. When there's a need, God provides. Sometimes, already before we knew we had a need. Now, you heard the story of Matthias. Jesus had chosen 12 disciples for his mission, a number that fit like the 12 tribes of Israel. And another witness to Jesus' whole ministry and to his resurrection was needed to fill the office, to have that completeness. So they prayed, and they cast lots. Now, this is not exactly like voting. The system went like this. A stone representing a candidate was put in a jar or a vessel, and each candidate was represented there, and it would be shaken until one of them fell out, and that was the choice. Such a method was used to figure out which tribe got which part of the promised land. Such a system was used to determine which goat was used on the Day of Atonement, to choose the first king of Israel, and to assign priests and musicians in the daily duties at the temple. In Acts, the lot fell on Matthias. Yesterday, it fell on Dr. Dale Meyer. And now we await his decision whether to accept this call or to continue in the position he has now. This is how God goes about providing a new president, a new pastor, a vicar, a new professor of theology. We've seen it again and again with prayer and with reliance on God and his word. A choice is made from various candidates, and we trust God to provide. Now, some would look at this in a very worldly way, a purely human activity. So they see it like this: people with designs on having power and being able to lord it over others push candidates forward. Candidates present themselves trying to say what needs to be heard by the other parties in the hopes of getting better salary, more influence. Electors are seen as wanting their friends to have the important positions or to be owed a favor for having put somebody in a position of power. And too often, this is actually how it works in our world. What makes our system, our process, different? Well, trust in the Word of God and prayer that he would guide the process. For you see, with trust in God and with prayer to God, such an election process becomes a godly doing. For God knows the hearts of all. It says that in Acts 1. And he can move hearts, even Pharaoh, even Caesar. In this way, God provides. God provides. Not us. Today, he provides a president-elect. And that's how he likes to work. When his time was right, he chose his own son, who had to give up his earthly, his heavenly power and set that aside so he could walk among us as one of us. He had to be the one who would show the Father by giving out and presenting the word to his disciples. He had to be the one who would be a sacrifice. And that cup of suffering is suggested up there in the banner. And he was the one whom the Father raised. And he was the one whom the Father put in charge of everything now. That's God's way. The servant of servants for us becomes the Lord of all. God provides. Therefore, let us see God's hand in the selection of the president of this seminary. And with the hymn writer in that one stanza, it said, "In old routines or ventures new, may we not cease to look to you." And the Lord will always provide. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.